And Pete Robertson pursued Digger Dawson, believed to be the murderer of Quackenbush, into the wilds of northern Michigan. They followed Dawson down to a landing on a narrow runway cut between trees. But shortly after they land, they are captured by the Digger and his men. He marches them into the front room of a small shack hidden in the trees. Jimmy is bound and placed in a back room together with Spud Knowles, pilot of the plane Dawson had chartered at Cleveland Airport. Jimmy is unable to cut his bonds with the aid of Spud, who is thought to be unconscious from the blow dealt him by the Digger. Obtaining a gun, Jimmy gets the drop on Dawson, and the boys find themselves in control of the shack. But Digger's men are outside, and he has given them orders to attack. It is a tense moment in that faraway shack. The interior is in pitch black darkness. Jimmy is standing guard at one window, while Speed stands at another. Listen.
Okay, except my cold's getting a little worse. Do you feel anything, Steve?
I'm about to throw a call to Taco. We can go on and get to work.
What do you think they'll do first?
No, I haven't been told yet, sir. I thought you were ready for anything.
Hey, where are you, Spud? Seems so dark, I can't see a thing.
I'm sitting on the floor, here in the middle of the room. What's up, Spud? Better lie down on the end of the room. I'm sure you can let go and let me sit.
Yeah, that's the thing for you to do, Spud. We'll call you if anything happens.
Okay, sir. What's that problem is right here by my hand, and all you have to do is say the word.
What's that, Steve?
We don't want Dawson to call out any more brothers, did
he? I'll say we don't. He could have captured the chopper if it hadn't been for Dawson anyway.
Hey, son. Did you get my paper at the end of the room?
Sure, son, Steve.
Okay. Thank you, Mom.
Hey, Dawson's on the floor here to the right of this window.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Dawson. I don't want them to get through to any unnecessary inconvenience. But you've got to keep quiet.
Yeah, and what if I don't?
You'll be forced to gag you.
I ain't promising nothing.
No, I'm not. I've been gagged a few times myself. It isn't much fun.
I'm not afraid of you or your gag. I'm going to tell you something else, Robertson. My men will have me out of here inside a half an hour. And then it's going to be just too bad for you guys.
Well, that's an interesting piece of information. Would you mind telling us how they're going to do it?
If you knew this place as well as I did, you wouldn't ask.
You got a good price for it, Mr. Robertson?
You bet I have.
All right, take it out.
There it is.
Have you got anything more to say, Dawson, before we gag you?
Just this. You and Alan think you're sitting on top of the world, but you're not. You should have taken my offer, Robertson, because no man lives long when they try to buck up against Digger Dawson and Black Pete.
Oh, I see. But you don't mention extra victim, do you?
I've said all I'm going to say. But just remember what I told you.
Okay, then. Here, thank you.
Hey,
I'll try not to make this seat tight, Dawson.
I told you what you could do.
Well, here goes.
Got a peg?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Before we leave, let's see the results just to be sure they're well packed.
All right. Whatever we can. I'll have this
seat. Hey, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll hold the seat. I'm going to go over to your room with you. I want to talk to you about that. Hey, Spud, you okay?
I'm all right, Steve.
Quiet. Once the thing is about a minute or so longer, and I talk to Jimmy.
Well, here, long as you want.
Yeah.
out there. They want to kill me. Did you get one here? They look where I'm pointing.
I just want to see it.
I'm
Dawson, I have more than 2 men around. No, I don't know. Can't value him. If I may be more,
stuck. They stuck.
Well, it's too late now, Jim. My foot has already passed.
Hey, Robert. Robertson.
What do you want?
Hey, let the figure come out. They won't block it.
If
you don't, you'll never get out of this place alive.
Yeah? I've heard that before, too. And the answer is... no! There's a car door. Jim, come on. Get away from the window.
Boy, there certainly must be more than two men out there.
Now listen, boy. We're being attacked. And we've got to defend ourselves. But don't shoot unless you have a good target. We don't know how much ammunition we've got.
Right you are, Steve.
Okay. Fun. You come back to the center of the room. I'll take your place for the minute.
You think you'll try to rock it?
No, I don't know, Jim. If there's plenty of them, it probably will. But if there aren't, then there won't.
Hey, there they go again.
You better lie down on the floor, Spud. We don't want you hit by a stray bullet coming through one of these windows. Is that you, Jim?
Yes, I had a good bead on some fellow out there.
Is it hidden?
No, I don't think so.
Listen, fellas. There's something going on back of the shack. Out behind the stacked room.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that. It's our weak spot.
Say, I see a flickering light out here. And great heavens, I smell smoke.
Wait till I look through the door into the back room.
And watch yourself now.
Fellas, we're lost. Let's get the shack on fire.
The three pilots are indeed in a perilous predicament. It won't be long before the flames force them to leave the burning shack. And what of Digger Dawson lying bound and gagged on the floor? Don't miss the next Air Adventure. The program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.